the cool things we like to do every now and then is it's called Snapshot, and someone will share what God has been doing so we can be praising God for that and be praying. And that's just what we do as Kingdom people. We share these stories. So today we have Emily Schweikert is going to come up and share this. So if you guys would give your attention to Emily.
Hi, guys. Like Robbie said, my name is Emily. I am a junior, and up until about a week ago, I thought my purpose in college was to double major in animal science and HNFE. The simple fact that I was double majoring is what I've prided myself on, and what I told myself makes me unique for the past year. Trying to double major and be at 19 credits this semester, however, has been draining, to say the least. With such a busy schedule, there's barely enough time to get everything done for school, much less for the things and the people that I enjoy. And especially this semester, I know I have definitely not been leaning into God and giving Him room to work. Coming back from LT at the end of the summer, I was returning to school with a newfound assurance in God's love for me and a comfortability with who I am and what I, other people, and God think of me, knowing that I don't have to act, do, or be something different in order to be accepted and loved by Him and others. It was over the semester then that I realized how much I had been idolizing my double major, letting it be what defines me, but also confines me, and finding my identity in it rather than God. It was this past week then that was a wake-up call. Required for HNFE, it's this one class, organic chemistry. To say this class was hard for me would be an understatement. Last fall, I failed and withdrew from it, so I retook it again, just telling myself that even though I failed once, God gives us second chances to try to get the things out of life that we think we want. This last week then, getting my last O-Chem test grade back before the final, I was hoping it would bring me back up to a passing grade, but instead when I checked it, it brought me down to an F, hitting me hard that I once again was failing the class. When it hit me then that not being able to pass this class meant that I could no longer double major, I felt lost, embarrassed, and disappointed in myself. Everything I had worked towards up until this point was for nothing, and I thought that if I didn't have my double major that I found so much of my value in, I had nothing. And at that, now having to withdraw from the same class twice, I felt like such a failure. It hit me then how crazy all that sounded, though. Having just spent the summer at LT, it was fairly recent that I'd spent the most foundational weeks of my life growing closer to the Lord, developing my faith and delight in Him, and discovering that more than anything, I want to lead a life serving and reflecting Him first. Being so wrapped up in this one class, however, I was not doing that, and I knew it. But God blesses the broken in spirit. He revealed to me how much that I'd been pursuing was just that, a thing that I was striving for and a thing that I was putting before Him, and that failing a class, even twice, does not define me like He does. No grade on a test, class, or major defines me as God's love for me does. Not passing O-Chem became a huge revelation. I did not want to ignore what God was telling me for the second time, or continue on the path that I'd quite frankly been drowning under, and that became such a significant barrier between me and God and being able to pursue Him in the way that I want to and that He deserves. A huge weight was lifted off my shoulders, and I felt relieved from the pressures and stress I've been dealing with, just like in the way Jesus sets us free from our sins and ourselves. I became not just content, but happy with my decision to not double major, and glad I had the opportunity to fail at the same thing again, resting in the fact that the path I had been on is not one honoring and serving the Lord, and that despite failure, He is continuously present and giving us grace. The verse that helped me through this is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God is so adamant about us being strong and courageous, especially in failures and insecurities. Sometimes we have to be broken down in order to be built back up to who God is making us to be and not be afraid to become that person. It is in those moments that I am assured that whatever it is that I think I may want for myself is nothing compared to what God has planned for me. God encourages us to be strong in our weakest times, not because we're great, but because He's great, and that anything that I might have in place of Him is just not worth it. I'm still in the middle of processing much of this, and there are many things I have left to learn, but God continues to reveal distractions and places in my life where He can be at the forefront. I want to live my life seeking to follow and love Him, not pursuing the idol of a double major or anything else before Him. Because without God, I have nothing. And as long as I have Him, I have everything I could ever need. My name is Emily, and that is my snapshot.
Yes, Emily, stay up here for a second. Would you guys join me as we pray for Emily? Thank you so much for sharing that. God, I just want to pray over my sister Emily. I thank you so much for what you've been teaching her and doing in her life, God. I thank you for the example of doing something hard and being okay with failure in order to see, God, your name glorified, Lord. I pray that you would continue to speak to her in that and continue to affirm that her identity and our identities are only rest in you, God. It is from you that we get any and all meaning out of our life, Lord, and I thank you so much for Emily and her sharing that, Lord, and I pray that you continue to lead her in the decisions that she makes from here on out. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. Awesome. Thank you.